Crowded around a conference table, nibbling on tacos, the Sika Assembly gathered for the fourth and final time to evaluate City Administrator Mark Gorman. It wasn't so much a chance to offer criticism or praise, but to reflect on his term as a whole.
Your tenure here, I think, was quite successful.
And I hope that it's a peaceful transition for you.
Whenever I think of you, I just think of two words: public service. And nationally, internationally, locally, you have dedicated yourself to other people. And that's been your whole life.
That's Assembly members Kevin Knox, Aaron Swanson, and Bob Petruski. Tristan Gavon thanked Gorman specifically for his leadership during the August 2015 landslides, initiation of the Citizens Task Force, and development of 10-year plans across various departments. Steven Eisenbeis commented that 4 years is an appreciable amount of service given the pressures of the job.
At some point in even in our careers, you've eventually made so many decisions against different special interest groups that you've eventually made the whole town mad in one way or another. I'm sure I will get to that point if I'm not already there.
Gorman thanked the Assembly for their comments, saying they were very kind. And in an interview with press afterward, he had these words of wisdom for his successor.
Try not to take it personally, because you are going to disappoint. And rejoice in the fact that you're in a position serving a remarkable community.
Gorman's last day is June 15th. He and his wife Nancy will then head to Myanmar, formerly Burma, to help establish a 24-bed teaching hospital. Prior to his hire as city administrator, Gorman was working in Laos, and he's also a former administrator at Search. The Assembly then went into executive session for City Attorney Brian Hansen. Hansen was hired 7 months ago at a starting salary of $125,000. After nearly an hour behind closed doors, the Assembly unanimously agreed to grant Hansen a raise to $135,000, which was written into his contract after a year of service. Several commented that Hansen deserved the bump. Here's Eisenbeis and Knox.
I think we hit a home run with this attorney, and I hope that this once annual evaluation turns into many, many annual evaluations.
Over the 7 months that Brian has sat in that chair, he's actually saved the city quite a bit of money and not contracting out a lot of his services. He's gone above and beyond.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.